Honorable Member Nisam Karyapur, you have 7 minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. When you spoke in Tamil, I think everybody got shocked, I suppose. Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this adjournment motion aimed at improving small and medium exports in the Northern Province. I rise today, Chairman, Chair, to support this motion, but of course, with a vital amendment that the scope of this discussion be extended to include the Eastern Province as well is my proposal. The economic and social realities of the Northern and Eastern Provinces are deeply intertwined. Their challenges are similar, and so too is their untapped potentials. Both provinces are rich in culture, traditions, and natural resources. But decades of conflicts, displacements, and economic neglect have left them lagging behind. Today, if you are to speak seriously about inclusive national growth, we must focus on empowering small and medium enterprises in these regions and enabling them to become prospective exports. Honorable Chair, I wish to draw on another important matter, a critical matter that has gone unnoticed. Under the 9th schedule of the Constitution, the Provincial Council lists matters relating to promotion of agriculture, fisheries, cooperative industries, cottage industries, and local economic development fall within the jurisdiction of the Provincial Council, Chair. This clearly reflects framers' intent that the economic development of each province is not a central subject alone, but one that must be driven from the ground up, the Provincial Council playing a lead role. Ignoring this structure is not only a policy failure, it's a constitutional abdication. The Northern and Eastern Provinces have distinct sectors with exports potential that can contribute meaningfully to the national economy. Let's start from one, culinary heritage and agro-exports. Traditional food items, you know about the Jaffna traditional food items. Organic product, preserved seafood from these regions are high demand, especially among the overseas community. With the proper training, packaging, and marketing support, these items can be developed into powerful exports brand. I'll take you an interesting example. When I visited Jaffna courts, Ango ikra rasa avin manam, rasa avin manam, rasa avin, rasa avin manam. Just in front of there is a small boutique. Ange ellupahu. There is a sweet item called ellupahu, a black ball, full of nutritious value. You don't get that in any part of the country. This has to be promoted. I used to always go there and have that snack. Then handloom and traditional textiles. Our handloom sector is cultural treasure. It also presents a strong case for premium exports in the global sustainable fashion and ethical trade market. If only we invest in modernization, design, innovation, and e-commerce integrations. Then Palmyra-based product. Palmyra is an abundant in both provinces and holds immense value from jaggery and vinegar to fiber product and handicraft. But this industry remains informal and fragmented. It needs organized support, quality certification, and research-led value addition. Then you get about the seafood and marine product. Our coastal belt, particularly in the east and the north, are rich with exportable seafood like crab, cuttlefish, and dried fish. But we lack the cold chain, export license, post-harvest processing, support necessary to compete internationally. While central government initiative and private sector participations are vital, there is a missing partner in the conversation, the Provincial Council. For too long now, the Northern and Eastern Provincial Council have been not functioning. Without elected representation, without the local mandate, and without the institutional capacity to plan and deliver, we are limiting the potential for truly localized, responsive development. Therefore, Chair, I call upon this House and the government to immediately take steps to hold Provincial Council election. It is essential that the Provincial Council will become active partner in the economic development of these regions. They are best placed to understand the local needs, mobilize rural entrepreneurs, and coordinate support across the department.
You have 2 more minutes.
Thank you. Nangal, Vadakalakil, Engle, Mahana Sabi, Irkindra, Angarikan, Urupanaki, Unmiana, Teve, Onarla. So, Honorable Chair, I urge the government to expand the focus of export development programs to both Northeast, establish SME export incubation zones in key districts like Jaffna, Vavuniya, Batticaloa and Ampara, support handloom clusters, palmyra cooperatives and seafood collectives, and the modern tools, marketing training and credit access, facilitate diaspora engagement and overseas promotion through targeted trade fair and digital campaign, and finally, resort to full democratic governance in the province by holding long overdue provincial council. Only then can we build partnership between centre, the province and the people. A triangle that is essential for the genuine and lasting development. And in conclusion, Mr. Honourable Chair, let us not look at the Northeast merely as a regions of recovery, but as an engines of growth. Let us believe in the capacity of our people, in their skills, their resilience, their dreams. Let us give them the institution, the infrastructure, and the inspiration they need to connect the world as confident sub-exporters. Thank you very much.